Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning, this afternoon for me, this morning for you, this morning's learning dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moyer, Rav David Tzvi ben Arvi Yosef, as well as for a continued Refuah Shleima for Dov Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Chavav, and we left off at the words Tanya, a few lines down on Chavav Amud Aleph. Tanya, it's about eight lines down. Last word on the line is Tanya. Says the Gemara, good morning, Dr. Joe, Chanachelach, Rav Dov, Binyamin, Mishneir, Zalmandan, Mordechai, Shlomo, David, great to see you, and Avi, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Oh, it gives me such joy to see each one of you. Mamish gives me such chias, such chizuk. We're still learning, even though we're at 6,000 miles away, we're learning together. Really amazing. Baruch Hashem, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Kishem shetruma chazaka lekahuna. Just like if a kohen gets truma, that's a raya that he's a kohen muchzak, he's a kohen with good yichus, and he deserves a girl with good yichus. Kach maisa rishon chazaka lekahuna. So too, maisa rishon is a raya that somebody's a kohen. I was going to ask right away, what do you mean? Maisa rishon goes to a levi, doesn't go to a kohen. What are you talking about? We'll see in a second. Kach maisa rishon chazaka lekahuna. And someone who gets his portion of truma in Bezdin, it's not a good chazaka that you're a kohen. Really? Bezdin's not a good proof? I would think there's no better proof than Bezdin. If Bezdin's willing to give you truma, who would give you truma? Oh, says Gemara. Maisa Rishon, first things first. Maisa Rishon Delaviyu. What do you tell me? Maisa Rishon is a raya that you're a kohen. Maisa Rishon goes to a levi. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. This is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, who says that nowadays, good morning, Rocky, great to see you. Nowadays, you're only allowed to give Maisa Rishon to a kohen, not a levi. The Sadi, we learned in a brisa. Truma l'kohen, Maisa Rishon l'levi. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer, Maisa Rishon af l'kohen. Maisa Rishon can also be given to a kohen. As far as eating Maisa Rishon, everyone agrees that a kohen is allowed to eat Maisa Rishon. The question is, are you yotze giving it by giving it to a kohen? And so he says, af l'kohen. Says the Gemara, okay, shkoyach, af l'kohen. Eimadam Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, af l'kohen. L'kohen v'lo l'levi mi amar. But how can you tell me that the fact that a guy got my series is a riot that he's a kohen? Maybe he's a levi. What are you talking about? Says the Gemara, in Basar de Kansinu Ezra. Wow. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said, Midoraisa, you're allowed to give Maisa Rishon both to a Kohen and to a Levi. However, when Ezra saw that no Leviim were willing to come up with him to Eretz Yisrael, he penalized the Leviim and said, oh, you don't want to come with me? Well, guess what? Leviim can't get Maisa Rishon anymore. Wow. As the Pasuk says in Ezra, Perek Ches, Pasuk Tezvav, Va'avina ba'am uva'kohanim, u'mibnei Levi lo matzasi sham. No Leviim refused. The Leviim refused to go up. The Leviim refused to go up with Ezra. Wow. We also learned this in Yevamos, Pevavam Mebeis. This is a Gemara in Yevamos. Pevavam Mebeis. That Ezra penalized the Leviim that they can't collect Maisa Rishon. Now, according to Elazar ben Azaria, even before the Takana, it was mutter for Kohanim. So Ezra's Knas that only Kohanim should take it. And the Leviim lose their chelik going forward. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, Midoraisa, the Kohanim didn't have a chelek, so the penalty of Ezra was that the Leviim don't get it at all. It doesn't mean that the Levim don't get it at all. It means that also the Kohanim would get a chelik. So the Levim would get less because, according to Rabbi Akiva, that really means Daraisa, you're only supposed to give Levim. But after the penalty of Ezra, also Kohanim can get. That's the way Rabbi Akiva understood the penalty. But our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that it's a raya because nowadays only Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, Vidilma Ikru v'yahavala. No, maybe it just happened to be that they gave a Levi. I don't know, they didn't observe the Knas of Ezra. Maybe it just happened to be given a Levi. Amar Chista, Hachamai Skin, go to Muxak Lembavodai the Kohen. No. We have a Chazaka that his father was a Kohen. V'nafak alei kala de ben Grusha ben Chalutzahu. And then there's a rumor that he's a Chalal. He's a ben Grusha ben Chalutza. V'chalkul eli didei Maiser Beis HaGranos. And they gave him Maiser Rishon in the Beis HaGranos. They gave him Maiser Rishon in the granary. V'chalkul eli didei Maiser Beis HaGranos. Levi Delav Leviu. It can't be that he's a Levi because his dad's not a Levi. Michael Amemar, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzahu. Lomim Boy Lamandar, Maiserishan Asa Lazarim. Not only according to the opinion says that Maiserishan can't be eaten by a non Kohen or a non Levi. Delahavi Hava Levi, they certainly wouldn't have give a Chalal. They certainly wouldn't give a Chalal Maiserishan. Alfi Lamandar, Maiserishan Mutter Lazarim. Even if you old Maiserishan is Mutter, even for a Yisrael to eat, Hanimilu Lemismaklu. That's after a Levi gets it, so you can give it to a Yisrael to eat. Aval b'toras chaluka lo yahavale, but they would not give it b'toras chaluka. And therefore, if this guy was a Grusha ben Grusha ben Chalutza, they would not give him Meiser from the granary. From the fact that they gave him Meiser, is a raya that he's a Kohen Kasher. Again, this is talking about a scenario where we know that his father is a Kohen. And we weren't sure, maybe he's a ben Grusha ben Chalutza. The raya is that no, from the fact that they gave him truma, is right. He's not a chalal. He's not a ben grusha ben chalutz. Now, what did the Mishnah say at the end? V'acholik bebezdin. If a guy gets his portion of truma in bezdin, it's not a raya that he's a kohen. Really? What in the world is that talking about? What do you mean bezdin is the best place to get your truma from? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, if Bezdin isn't a good chazaka that you're a Kohen, they gave Truma. So where is a good chazaka? Bezdin are the rabbis. Of course it's a good chazaka. Amar Rav Sheish, the Sachikamar, hacholik Truma b'nichse avivim achav v'bezdin, eino chazaka. No, it's not what it means. Not that Bezdin gave you Truma. What it means is like this. Let's say a guy is married to two wives, and he has one son from each wife. And a call comes out that one of his wives was a Ben Grusha, or one of his wife was a Grusha or Chalutza, and one of the sons is a Chala. And the father dies. And now they got to inherit. Some of the inheritance is Truma. Says the Braisa. Don't prove to me from the fact that Bezdin split the Truma 50-50 that that's a raya that you're not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. It's not a raya. Says Gemara, Pshita. Obviously, that if there's a rumor that somebody's a Ben Grusha, what's the raya from the fact that he just split the inheritance? I mean, he split the inheritance. The inheritance was split, so I took 50% of the Truma, you took 50% of the Truma. Says Gemara, Ma'o desemid hanach l'achil hainami l'achila. You might have thought that usually this stuff is for eating. So you might have thought, just like the other brother who's not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, there's no rumor about him, he's going to eat this stuff. So you might have thought the fact that Bezdin was willing to give it to you is a raya, that Bezdin says you can eat it, and therefore Bezdin says you're not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And it's the Gemara, no, kamashman, hanach lachila, ha'il zvune. It's not necessarily so. Maybe Bezdin said, the guy who there's no suffix about him, he's for sure a Kohen, he's going to eat the Truma. The guy who's a suffix, maybe he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so he's going to sell it. He won't eat it. But the fact that Bezdin awarded you the Truma in the split of the inheritance is not a raya that you're not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Maybe Bezdin just gave it to you because you could sell it and make money off of it. Sell it to a Kohen. Now, the Mishnah said, now we learned in the end of the Mishnah, we had three shitas at the end of the Mishnah. If you remember, this was not yesterday's daf, this was 2 days ago's daf. Chav Dalet. We had a Mishnah, so let's look back at that. We got to go look back at the Mishnah for a second. Let's look back at the Mishnah. I think it was on Chav, or maybe it was even earlier than Chav Dalet. Right. The Mishnah was on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Take a look for 1 second. The bottom, right? We had like four shitas. Tanakama said, I'm allowed to testify that you're a Kohen. You're allowed to testify that I'm a Kohen. Sounds like even an Eid Echad can testify on a Kohen. Then Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Eid Echad's not believed. Rabbi Elazar said, when do we say Eid Echad's not believed? That's if there's people complaining, people contradicting. But if no one's contradicting, then an Eid Echad is believed. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Askan, an Eid Echad is believed. So it's really weird. So Tanakama says an Eid Echad is believed. Rabbi Yehuda said Eid Echad is not believed. Rabbi Elazar says, depends whether anybody's complaining. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to say again the same thing, that an Eid Echad is believed. So it's us. So now let's go back to our Gemara, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Malik Rabbi Eid Echad. And Rabbi Elazar says, if they're complainers, then you don't do Eid Echad. But if there's no one complaining, then Eid Echad works. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says also Eid Echad works. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Heine Rabbi Eliezer, it should be Rabbi Elazar. That's what the Achronim says. It shouldn't be Rabbi Eliezer, it should be Rabbi Elazar. So says the Rashash. Ask the Gemara, opinion number four in the Mishnah seems to be exactly the same as opinion number three, which is an Eid Echad is believed. Even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, if there's no one complaining, then an Eid Echad is believed. Says the Gemara, V'chi tema, ir erchadik abinayu. And if you'll tell me, no, they're arguing about if one person is complaining and saying you're not a Kohen. That's where they're going to argue. The Rabbi Elazar suffer ir erchad. Rabbi Elazar holds that even if one person says you're not a Kohen, then we won't trust one aide to say you are a Kohen. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, even if one person says you're not a Kohen, we'll trust one aide. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel suffer ir ertrei. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that in order for a complaint to be a legit complaint, it has to be two people. Says more, you can't say that. Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan divrei akol ein ira pachas mishnayim. There is no machlokas about what a legit complaint is. A legit complaint is only if two people complain. Ein ira pachas mishnayim. So what in the world are opinion number three and opinion number four in the Mishnah arguing about? Says the Gemara, elahacha b'mayaskinan, the same kind of answer we gave before. What case are we talking about in the Mishnah? We have a chazaka that the guy's father is a Kohen. And then there are rumors that his wife, he married a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So Bezdin said you're a Cholo. Vachtine, Bezdin removed his Kohen status until we should clarify these rumors. Because we have a special chumrah when it comes to Kohanim that we believe the rumors. That is, that's what the Mefarshim say over here, that there's a special chumrah. Usually we don't care about rumors. Rumors, shmumers, who cares about rumors? But when it comes to Kohanim, Bezin says, hold off, we're not going to give the guy truma yet until we can be mevarer, until we can clarify these rumors. Va'asa eid echad va'amar yadana be dekoinu. And one witness comes and says, we know he's a Kohen. We know that his mom was not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Vaskine. So Bezdin reinstated him based on the testimony of one witness. Why? Because it was just a rumor. You didn't have two aidim saying he wasn't a Kohen. You had a rumor. So one aid is enough to contradict the rumor. Then two witnesses come and say, no, he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Vachtine. So Bezdin removed his Kohen status. And then another witness said, no, he's not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. We know that he's a Kohen. Udekule alma mitzdarfen la'edus. Everyone agrees that two witnesses who testified at different times, that's going to be one of the major things we're going to talk about right now. If two witnesses talk at different times, can we combine them to be one kosher set of witnesses? So says the Gemara, everyone agrees that two witnesses can combine. And they're arguing about, all this was not written in the Mishnah, to say the least, but what are they arguing about? They're arguing about when Beis Din already paskin, like the first set of two, is Beis Din going to open up the case now again to admit the testimony of the second set of two? Are we worried about the embarrassment of Beis Din? Tana kama, that's opinion number three, Savar, Kevan da'achdine lo maskin and lay. Once Beis Din said you're a Ben Grusha Ben Chaluza based on testimony of two witnesses, we do not reopen the case to another individual witness to join with the original witness. Because people are going to say, oh, Beis Din today said this, Beis Din tomorrow said something else, Beis Din. So that's embarrassing for Beis Din. For Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Savar, no. Anan achdin alay, v'anan maskin alay. Beis Din was the one who said no because of the two witnesses. Beis Din can reinstate him. We're not worried about the embarrassment of Beis Din. Now you guys are going to ask me a question. Wait a second. It's two against two. No, it's two against two. So why is Beis Din going to believe the second two more than the first two?
Why? Did we learn before that truma derabanan, that it can be truma derabanan if there's if two contradict two, unless I'm mistaken.
I think the Gemara is going to ask this question, but if the Gemara doesn't, we'll have to figure it out because I don't understand it. Oh, so Rashi asked the kasha. Rashi asked my kasha. Take a look in the Rashi. Take a look at the Rashi. Va'anan maskinale. You see the Rashi on the eighth line of the page? On Chavav and Beis? Look at the Rashi, eighth line. Va'anam, Beis Din says, we're the ones who made him a Ben Grusha. We're the ones who now removed his status. Says Rashi, V'ikasha treu treininu, Rashi asked my kasha. What do you mean? It's two against two. So why are you believing the second set that said he's not a Ben Grusha and not the first set that he is a Ben Grusha? Uki trei labade trei, v'ukmina nachezake kamaisa. Daskin api eda risho, chu neman. Da'akati in orin, dekol lav orin hu. So the two sets of witnesses knock each other out, and we revert to the original chazaka that she was ksheira, based on the first testimony of the first aid. So says Rashi. Tosas does not like this pshat. This is a long Tosas. Dr. Joe, I believe Tosas says what you said. I believe Tosa said what you said. I didn't notice this when I was preparing. I didn't even think of the kasha. But take a look in the Tosas about 25 lines down in the Tosas. In the third to the last skinny line, Dr. Joe, the third to the last skinny line in this Tosas, Venera Lari, you see the Tosas Anan? It's the second Tosas on the page, Anan Chavam and Beis. Now look about 30 lines down in the Tosas. Venera Lari, the Treu Trei Sveka Durabananu. Trey or Trey is a suffix derabanan. Umi derabanan hechmiru delomok minin la chazaka. V'hacha b'tshuma derabanan hikilu. Dr. Joe strikes again. Dr. Joe strikes again. Tshuma derabanan hikilu. Usually Trey or Trey, we wouldn't be lenient on the chazaka. It's two against two. You know, don't let him eat the tshuma, mi suffix. But since we're talking about tshuma b'zman hazeh derabanan, says Tosas, so it's a Safik Darabanan Lakula, that's why. So we let him eat Truma because it's a Safik Darabanan Lakula. Machlok is Rashi Tosas. And there's a lot. Apparently, there's a lot more in the Tosfos. Okay, back in the Gemara. Maskif la Rav Ashi. Really? Everyone agrees that when one aid testifies on Sunday and the other aid testifies on Monday, then we can combine that aidus? And this is two against two? Maskif Rav Ashi ihachi. Afilu treyu trey nami. Why are you constructing this case of one aid came Sunday, one aid came Monday? Just get a much simpler case. Two aidim came on Sunday and testified that he wasn't a Ben Grusha. And two aidim came on Monday and said that he was a Ben Grusha. Why wouldn't you say the same thing? Why they have to create such a wild case that one aid came on Sunday, then two aidim came the opposite way on Monday, and then one aid came. Why do you have to say it? Just say it straight. Two aidim came and said yes, and two aidim said no. Ella Amar Rav Ashi, therefore Rav Ashi says no. Clearly, you missed the point. Clearly, you missed the point. Whoever was talking beforehand, Mar doesn't say who it was. Maybe Rav Sheshes. Elam Rav Ashi, that's not what's going on here. No. Everyone agrees we don't care about the Zilusa de Beidino. We don't care about Bezdin's embarrassment. Bezdin, if they have new testimony, if they have new evidence, they're going to have to go back on what they said. That's not the issue here. Everyone agrees that we don't care about Zilusa de Beidino. And if two kosher witnesses would come forward, we would listen to them. But what are they arguing about over here? No, they're arguing exactly about this point. Can you combine one witness who testifies on Sunday with one witness who testifies on Monday? That's exactly the machlokes. B'mitztarfin le'edus kamiflagi. The machlokes is if you have two witnesses testifying about the same topic, do they have to testify together? Or can one testify on Sunday and one on Monday? So what was the case here? There was a rumor that the guy was a Ben Grusha. And one aid comes and testifies that he's kosher. And then two aidim come and say that he's a Ben Grusha. And then the next day, one aid comes and says he's kosher. Since the second witness did not testify at the same time as the first witness, that's the machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Shem Gamliel. Would this aidus combine to be machzik? Rabbi Lazar holds, we would not combine the two witnesses. That's what Rabbi Lazar said. It's only if nobody else comes and complains that we rely on the one witness. But if somebody else comes and complains, even if a second witness comes, no go. Because we don't combine one witness who testifies on Sunday with another who testified on Monday. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even if they did not testify together in Beis Din, we accept their testimony. We accept one guy on Sunday and one guy on Monday. And it's Trey or Trey. So according to Rashi, we'll stel the Chazaka that she was not a Ben Grusha, Trey or Trey, or according to Tosfos, since it's a Safek D'Rabbanan, Truma D'Rabbanan, we'll be lenient. Trey or Trey. Ubeplukta Dahani Tanoi. And according to what we're saying now, according to Rav Ashi, this machlokis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the same machlokis that we saw elsewhere in Maseches Sanhedrin about whether or not two witnesses that testify separately, whether or not we can combine. We'll be plugged out tonight. Desanya. Ein edusa mitzarefes. What was the case over there? Here's the case. One guy comes to court and says, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. The other guy says, Reuven stole $100 from Shimon. Two aidim. Now, they're both saying that Reuven owes Shimon $100, but they're talking about two totally different things. I saw him borrow $100. Another one says that I saw him admit that he owes him $100. Ein eduzim mitzarefes. It does not combine even though they're both saying Yozan Jaws, Achi Yurush Neim Kechad, they both have to see the same action. They both have to see the same stealing or the same loan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Afilu Bezeh Achar Zeh. Even if they saw it one after another. Let's say one guy saw the loan and one guy saw the guy admit, that combines. Right, the case that I gave is not the right example, where one guy stole, one guy said he borrowed. No, it means one guy saw him borrow the money, and one guy saw him admit that he owes him $100. So that could be the same thing. But it's not the same maisa, but it's the same chov. So Shuman Karcha says, even Bezach HaZeh, one guy saw the loan, and one guy saw him admit, lady, I owe you $100. Says, the Brisa continues, Ve'ein edus miskemes bezna achi l'shneim ke'echad. Not only do they have to see it at the same time, or not, but everyone seems, but Tanakama holds both of these two opinions, Rabbi Shuban Karcha, and the first opinion agree, even though they disagree, they have to see it at the same time, but they both agree they have to testify at the same time. Rabbi Nosson Omer, no. Shomun Devarav Shal Zayom, Ukashiyav Achavei Lomacha, Shomun Devarav, no. You don't have to testify on the same day. You can listen to one guy on Sunday, one guy on Monday, and they both combine. So that's the same machlokas. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'isha shenechbesha bidei ovdei kochavim. A woman was taken captive by non-Jews. Al yidei mamon, if she was taken captive because they plan on selling her for money, muteris labala. They probably didn't rape her. Ayidei nefashos, but if they were ready to kill her, so asur labayla, we assume she was raped, because if they want to sell her, they gotta keep her around. They're a little nervous to mess with her. But if they were gonna kill her, so then they're gonna probably violate her. They have nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose by violating her. So if she manages to escape, then she's asur her husband. I'm a Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. I'm a Rav. Lo shanu. When do we say that if she was taken captive for the sake of money, that she's mutted her husband? El Shayad Yisrael Tkif Halov de Kachavim. It's only where the Jewish people have authority over the non-Jews, and therefore they're afraid that the Jews will, if they violate her, the Jews won't let them sell her, and they'll lose out on the money. However, if the goyim are in charge, afilu al yidei mamon asur labayla, and even if they're planning to sell her, she's asur because the goyim know that they could violate her and they'll still get away with it, and they'll still be able to sell her even after they violate her. Now, Tosfos over here in Al Yidei. There's two Al Yideis. Right. In the second to the last Tosfos. Maybe it's the last one. Maybe it's all one Tosfos, actually. Anyway. Tosfos writes. Yeah. See, the Marshal says it's really all one Tosfos. Hu Dibur Echad. Marshal says it's all one Tosfos. Anyway. So Tosfos says that we're only worried that she was raped, not that she had relations willingly. So if she was raped, when we say she's usher on her husband, it means if her husband is a Kohen. That's what we're talking about, because she was raped. Only if her husband was a Kohen is she usher on her husband. But if her husband's a Yisrael, he's mutter. We're not worried that she had willing relations. However, the Shita Mekubetzes understands Rashi to mean, no, she's even usher on her husband who's a Yisrael, because we're afraid maybe one of the times that they had relations with her, maybe she did it willingly. Or other Rishonim say, maybe she did it willingly to try to get them to treat her better. Rachmana Litzlan, we heard stories like that in the Holocaust, like with the Nazis, that certain women gave themselves over to the Nazis so that they should try to treat them better. So maybe that's called will.
That's called willingly, Rabbi?
It's a good question. Not sure. Masiv Rava. Rava asks a question. Hey, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav al Bas Yisrael, Shehur Hana be'Ashkelon. A girl was given as collateral for a debt in Ashkelon. V'richakua b'nei mishpachta, and her family was Kohanim, they wouldn't marry her because they were afraid that she was raped. V'edea me'idin osa shalon nistra v'shalon nidma. She had Edim. V'amru lehem chachamim. The chachamim say, what are you doing? If you believe the Edim who say that she was taken captive, they have a pesha asar. If you believe that she was raped, don't believe that she was even taken captive. Ask the Gemara. Ashkelon was known as the town of the Plishtim. All the Plishtim used to hang out there. And the Plishtim used to run the place. They were in charge of themselves. Uktani, nevertheless, it says, Hurano in Nechmesha lo. That it's a case of money. She gave herself over as a mashko for the money. But if she was taken against her will, so then we would not assume that she was raped. So this sounds like it's against the Mishnah. It sounds like it's against what we said before, that in a place where the Goyim are in charge, so then where we assume that she was raped. Answers the Gemara, who I did, I feel nechbisha. No. Even if she was taken against her will, we also would assume she was raped. Umaisa shahaya kachaya. But the story there happened to be, it just happened to be a case where she gave herself willingly. But it doesn't mean that, it's only where she gave herself over willingly are we choshish that she was raped. But if she was taken against her will, we're not choshish. No. In both cases, even if she's taken against her will, we are afraid that maybe she was raped. Okay. Abaisai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for coming. Day.